Emptying out to now. In 1988, I had the great good fortune of participating in a full-time group therapy program. I had finally clued into a trauma I had experienced as a very young child, and I was beginning to realize how formative, in limiting as well as in empowering ways, it had been. I've been highly insightful and intuitive since I was young, so this was no different. Within days of entering what became an 8-week profound healing and thus liberating process, I had this insight, quietly shared with no one, inside of my own awareness. It was a determination, a potent and unshakable commitment, born of some as yet unidentified depth of wisdom so core inside of me, and or emanating to me from somewhere, also as yet unidentified, beyond myself. It was this. I will empty out everything stored in me from past, and I will learn how to process my experiences in real time so that I never, ever accrue a past again. In my innocence, some 24 years ago, I had already understood the core of this illumination. This is what we must now do, each of us and all together. We must learn how to empty out our pasts, and we must learn in tandem with this, for the principles they are the same, how to never ever accrue a past again. For it is only through the pure, clear filter of our presence in the now that we are able to respond to now energy, to new opportunities, to life itself. Any filter of past inside of us colors how we perceive the present. It is quite like wearing glasses. We perceive all opportunity through the filters that remain inside of us. We think, this is me, yet it is not. This is the past. To clarify, you, I, we will always have a framework of what happened in our past. This will never change. Yet, when we fully digest all that we have experienced, ever, through all of time, it is just this, a framework, a structural framework, simply of facts. There's no lingering emotion invested in it. There's no more dead weight. So how do we empty out our past? And how do we digest our present time experiences so that we never ever accrue again a past? Let us explore these vibrant, life-giving questions one at a time. Triggers. What happens inside of you as you read or hear this word? Triggers. Do you feel numb, unmoved, nonplussed? Do you react? Are you quizzical as to what this word actually means? Or as you read it or hear it spoken, do you maintain a quiet equilibrium, a quintessential neutrality? Triggers, like so many vital elements in the workings of life, are enormously misunderstood in non-shamanic cultures. That is, cultures that rely primarily on the ego mind for their orientation, rather than opening themselves to and exploring the dream time realms of the beyond ego mind. The latter, this takes trust. Most likely, you perceive triggers as something bad, something to be avoided at all cost, something that stirs up the guck inside of you, something that interferes with your plans, something that somehow embarrasses you, something that knocks you completely out of control, something that you do not understand. Triggers are among the most powerful and ultimately effective ways the universe interrupts your patterns. When you remember how to recognize what triggers actually are and how to constructively co-create with them, that is. You see, accidents, illnesses, and deaths are the alternative ways by which great, compassionate wisdom of the universe, also known as God, interrupts ego's rutted, soul-denying patterns. The universe is another way to describe omnipotent consciousness beyond our limited perceptions. Triggers are an incredibly elegant method the universe utilizes for inviting you to empty out your past. Largely overlooked for their enormous potential in affecting relief, once you know how to engage constructively with them, they are sublimely elegant in their remarkable efficiency for emptying you out. That is, for completely emptying out your root causes of suffering. That is, completely removing from inside of you everything that is irritating you and thus distracting your attention from your ultimate gain, which is peace. What are triggers? What are they? When something in your now experience resonates in the same pitch as something in your undigested past soup, in other words, that which is currently lying hidden, fossilized within you, you experience being triggered. What is actually happening? just like tuning forks aligning into coherence with each other. The now experience is calling awake the latent, dormant past in you. It is literally singing it alive. It is mobilizing it. This has absolutely everything to do with resonance. This is the simple physics of it. It has everything to do with the awakening effectiveness of vibrational light and sound. Only when the past is mobilized, when it is defossilized, when it is liberated from its stratified slumber, is it agile and able to flow out of your system. Is it available to be excreted, shucked, set down, released, purged? This is the only way you become complete. Think of it. This may seem really gross, and yet is effective for illuminating a vital point. When food becomes impacted inside of your intestinal tract and your colon, what does it take to make it available to be excreted? If the now opportunity, meaning digesting the most recent meal before the next digestion task comes down the pipes, is missed, something laxative is needed to mobilize it. This is the very same principle, true with liberating old past experience in you. Something needs to laxatively mobilize it. Yes, something does. This is what a trigger is, what it does, how it works. It is like an enema. It mobilizes the compacted past inside of you. This is where you come in. As you learn, as you become proficient in recognizing when you were triggered and knowing how to effectively respond to this sacred recognition, you will successfully empty out your past. You will thus remember and even more poignantly experience your incredible lightness of being again. This is not messy. When you learn how to ride through engaging constructively with your experiences of being triggered with grace, of this you are highly capable. Everyone is. This wisdom is what I will impart to you here. Learning how to ride the bull, how to roll up your sleeves and become your trigger's adept assistant, is akin to noticing when a woman is going into labor to give birth. And intuitively and or through application of your own prior wisdom, intuitively is you an application of God's present grace. You take the appropriate, actively responsive steps to midwife the baby into life. Knowing how to effectively, constructively respond when you are triggered is like being your own midwife. You can do this. Everyone can. And I will teach you how. I will remind you this, reconnecting you with your own ancient, innate, archaic wisdom, just like I have. I can tell you this. This is better than a bowel movement. It is better than the incredible lightness of being you feel after throwing up when your body is sick. It is even better than orgasm. For this freedom lasts. Three freedom tools. Now that you understand the foundational process of digestion and you recognize the quintessential brilliance of what triggers actually are, let us outline the tools we will begin to employ here, thus liberating yourself effectively and directly, right now, from your past. Six steps to empty out your past. The 18-level ladder of consciousness, including the Seawalk, splicing, and six steps to empty out your past, are a phenomenal trio. Together or on their own, they leverage you from the hostage of your former past, birthing you into the pure potential of your now. The ego finds it challenging to grasp even the idea of now. Why? Because it has always been accruing a past and reaching desperately towards its opposite, a future, to keep it from drowning in this imagined hell. Now is only available when there is no past and no need to strive for a future. Now is the present moment. When your past is completely digested, it is the vertical re-entry into the omniscient realm of your soul. This is the most sublime experience you will ever know. These six steps to empty out your past will liberate your life. They will reposition you in a state of freedom to create the fulfillment of your greatest joy. They will pass directly into your hands, into your own consciousness, the elegant keys to your own full manifestation. That is your now embodiment of your own full potential. They will return you to your ultimate power. They will return you into love. Here they are, followed by an in-depth exploration of each. Step 1. Notice when you are triggered. Step 2, get into the observer position. Step 3, create a vacuum. Step 4, go for yardage. Step 5, give thanks to the trigger. Step 6, ask for more. As 6 steps to empty out your past may be one of the most important discoveries of your life thus far, let us take ample time to explore the essential core of each of these 6 steps.